on Sawyer Schick because the Rams in the previous game, 6 sacks. They got 1 last week. This Ravens game the first time through, 6 sacks. Again, the Ravens had against the Raiders. So you need to cut down on that. So that's where having that bye week a couple weeks ago was very helpful, and that it helped the Raiders to get a little bit healthy. Aubrey Anderson back on that offensive line. He'll be a huge addition here tonight as well.
And we talk about depth for the Racine Raiders when it comes to the team that's on the field. We also talk about depth when it comes to the coaching staff as well. They are able to watch the film, make the adjustments at every level of concentration when it comes to your position coaches, your coordinators, and whatnot. They had a great game plan last week. We're expecting them to have another great game plan tonight. Don, looks like we're set for kickoff in this PFA championship game.
We are. Brady Wodak is going to get things started with his right leg. Raiders in their white jerseys, black numbers, silver helmets, black pants, and with the swing of the Wodak leg, we are underway, and this is going to be a shorter kick. It's going to be hauled in at the 10-yard line, brought up to the middle of the field on the near hash marks across the 25 to the 26-yard line, returned by Daryl Frazier, and that is where the Detroit Ravens will start the first drive of this PFA championship game.
Already in this contest, Frazier comes out showing no fear, takes the ball right to the middle of the field, tries to take that return right through the hash marks. It's going to be that kind of a night, I think, for the Ravens. They're going to want to come out in this one and try and establish things early with the offense. Let's also see, you talked about the drive that the Rams went on to start that game last week. If there's one thing that at times the Raiders have been a little susceptible to this year, it's been the big play. Let's see if the Ravens take a shot here in this first series of downs, just to test to see what the Raiders' capabilities are in terms of shutting down a big play early on in the contest.
Well, and that's where the Raiders getting healthy may play a role, as they have their starting defensive backfield in their first play is a fake handoff by Webster, and then he tries to fire to Hannah on the screen cutting across the middle, and it's going to bring up 2nd and 10.
Simple play out of the West Coast offense playbook, just a slant over the middle. Hit Hannah in that tough place to catch it, your hands. He's going to want that one back. You know, under normal circumstances, we say that might be a little bit of nerves in that moment in a championship contest. I don't think the Ravens have nerves. I think that's just a drop for Hannah. He'll want that one back.
And Hannah, out of Cabrillo College, 23 catches, 361 yards, and 6 TDs. It was a slant that killed the Raiders in the first game between these two teams. This time, it's going to be a handoff to Bradley Mitchell, and Mitchell's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that will be it before he is brought down by Elvin Turner. It's going to bring up a 3rd down and 10 for the Ravens. And Bradley Mitchell, he was a big-time runner at Mount Union University.
Yeah, but there's not much you can do when Antonio Dundy comes through the line as quickly as he does. That entire right side of the Raider defense got great penetration there, anticipated the run, got through. It was Dundy that disrupted. The Raiders were able to shut him down. Now it's 3rd and long in the first series of the game for the Ravens.
3 receivers to the right, 1 off to the left side for Torrence Webster, completing 70% of his passes, 31 TDs, 6 interceptions on the year. The Ravens are in their all-black jerseys. Webster tries to dump it off for Mitchell, and he tosses it a little bit too high with a lot of pressure coming in from that backside, and it'll bring up a 4th down and 3 and out right off the bat here for the Detroit Ravens. A little bit different of a start from the last time these two teams played.
You could not ask for a more ideal start defensively for the Racine Raiders. They come out, they hold the Ravens to no yards on 3 plays, 2 catchable balls for the Ravens that they drop. But if you're the Raiders, you take it, you take possession of the ball back, assuming no trickery on this punt. You're going to have good field position too for the first time your offense takes the field.
A.J. Smith with the punt, and it's going to be a line drive kick. It's going to drive Dalton back. He muffs it at the 23, picks it up, and Dalton slips to the turf at the 27-yard line. The flag comes out late from the near side official, and I think we're just going to have a sideline warning called against the Ravens, but Dalton just got tripped up by the turf monster, or maybe trying to do a little too much on that one, Dan.
Yeah, a warm evening this evening here in Farmington Hills, Michigan. It's a little bit over 80 degrees, but it's also been humid here in Detroit. Had some of that rain that came through Wisconsin last week that is here right now. And, you know, it's one of these nights where that turf, you think it has more grip than it does. It ends up not working out for Dalton there. And also, too, some of the concentration on just catching the ball. Like we say, big game, 2 opponents. opponents that know each other very well. Maybe early on, a little bit of butterfingers for both of these teams. They're just kind of trying to get their concentration right. It was interesting, too, to see the Raiders' defense as they came off the field. The poise. Weren't celebrating, weren't really up. They look like they're ready. The offense looks like they're ready, too.
Garcia and Payne off to the right. They empty the backfield with trips over to the left for Sawyer Schick. Schick completing 46% of his passes this season. 7 TDs, 4 interceptions. Passing right away. Payne on the crossing pattern. He's able to haul it in at the 35-yard line. They pick up 6, and it'll bring up a 2nd down and 4 for Racine on the nice quick hitter.
Raiders using that no-huddle offense where they just come right back up to the line of scrimmage. And good to see Joe Garcia back out there. How much of a difference does it make having Joe Garcia back on the field? All the things that he can do. Payne the one that makes that grab, but he makes it on Garcia's side of the field. You have to respect his ability.
And Garcia in the backfield now, he'll be to the left of Sawyer Schick with 3 receivers off to the left side. They're going to do a little backward screen to Garcia. Blockers in front, and Garcia hauled down from the side by Cortez Tipton. Garcia will pick up a couple of yards and make this a 3rd down and 2 for Racine.
And right there, you see what Joe Garcia can do. He takes that screen pass and he uses his speed to turn it into something, even though he was surrounded by Ravens defenders. Don't be surprised too, Don. That's a play that could set up some other plays as well. That's a backwards pass. Garcia could make a forward pass out of that play. Something to think about for later in the game.
They're going to bring Howard Triplett in. He's going to stand a few yards behind Sawyer Schick with 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. And Raven showing blitz, and Schick is going to audible at the line and move Triplett to his right on a 3rd down and 2 for Racine on their first drive of the game. Handoff goes to Triplett. Triplett into the heart of that defense, very close to the first down. I think a favorable spot for Racine, and it looks like he's got enough. That he does, and the Raiders move the chains, and they have a 1st and 10 with 12:20 to play here in the first quarter.
The word of the night so far is poise, and there was poise on that run by Triplett. Initial contact by Delvin Wells, 6'2", 210-pound linebacker for the Ravens. Triplett able to fight through it, gets what he needs for the first down, just falls forward to get the 1 yard he needs.
3 receivers right, 1 to the left again with Triplett off the right hip of Schick. Man-to-man coverage. Schick looking to his left, throwing for Woodland. A lot of contact. He threw over the top. It's going to be incomplete, and it'll bring up a 2nd down and 10 for Racine.
Even if there wasn't the contact by defensive back Jerry Kinney, I'm not convinced that's going to be a completion. Well-thrown ball by Sawyer Schick, but it looked like you were looking for a different pattern out of Woodland there. Even if he doesn't make contact with the DB, I think he comes up short of that ball. Maybe some miscommunication on the part of the Raiders.
Woodland will be out to the left. You have Revelinsky in the slot on the right side, the hero from a week ago who had the hat trick of touchdowns, the PFA tight end of the year. Garcia is going to go in motion towards the line. And Schick takes, gives to Triplett. Triplett trying to break through an ankle tackle by Dorian Tucker. Can't do it. He will be able to lunge forward for a yard. It'll bring up a 3rd down and 9 for Racine.
Teams know the run game has been the strength for the Raiders this year. Dorian Tucker and, once again, Delvin Wells right there very quickly. They're going to be hawking around that line tonight, trying to keep the Raiders from running the football between the tackles.
Jose Morris, the one safety deep for Detroit in their all black jerseys. They're showing blitz coming from the right side of Schick. Schick has trouble with the football with the snap, and he has to just fall on it at the 35-yard line. They're going to lose 5 yards on the play. It'll bring up a 4th and 14, and the Raiders no doubt will bring out Brady Wodak to punt.
Certainly a far from ideal first possession for the Racine Raiders. Not much you can do, though, when Schick fumbles the snap. Better to just fall on the football than have something tragic happen and have the ball go back the other direction. Nonetheless, if you're the Raiders, you've won the battle thus far. You held them the 3 and out without getting a single yard. You were able to get a 1st down on that first possession. Okay, a couple things go wrong on the second series of downs. Take the positives with you. Send the defense back out there and tell them, hey, keep doing what you're doing.
Jose Morris standing as 25. He's a dangerous returner. The Wodak kick is away, and Wodak right to Morris at the 25. Morris up the near hash marks, up across the 40, and Morris will be brought down at the 46-yard line. A nice return by Morris. 1st and 10 for Detroit there for their 2nd drive of the game.
Yeah, pressure actually on Wodak as he was trying to punt that ball. Cortez Tipton was about a half a step away from getting a hand in there to block that. So maybe a little bit rushed on the part of Wodak. He ends up kicking it pretty much right to the return man, who has blockers in front of him and is able to get a good return. Best field position of the game thus far for the Ravens, as they'll try and capitalize on getting that stop against the Raiders, even though they didn't get much going on that first possession when they had the ball. All it was a couple of drops. If you're the Ravens, you go back out there and you say, let's correct a couple of those errors, and we can maybe move the ball against this Raiders team.
Raiders in a cover two. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Hannah in motion into the backfield. The handoff goes to Maddox, and Maddox will try to go off the right side, and the Raiders are going to stuff him up and drop him for a loss. Elvin Turner in on the tackle for Racine and getting up off the bottom of the pile. Guess who? Gary Young Jr. TFL second and 11.
Yeah, and Ronald Haggins there as well. I mean, that right side of the Raider defense is getting great push right now. We talked about it on the first possession of the game. Saw it there as well. Loss of 1 yard on that play. It's the line that's starting it. The linebackers are coming behind them, and they're doing everything they want to do.
Antonio Dundee returns tonight. That's a big addition for this Racine Raiders defensive line. Trips right off the line on the right side. Hand clap by Webster, and that will lead to a flag as he got the Raiders to jump. Raiders saying there was a false start, but the near side official saying no, that is against Racine. It'll be a free 5 yards and bring up a second down and 6. And we have seen Racine, very aggressive style of defense, Dan. They've gotten caught on that early in each of the last 3 games now.
It's something that you see at this level where you have defenders who try and time that snap count. They feel like teams get comfortable in a certain cadence, and they'll try and use that to kind of jump the gun, if you will. You don't want to be too early on that, though. Pretty much the only player that didn't move on that play was the center, but he's the one that matters. And if you're the Raiders, you come across first, you'll get called for it.
Single wideouts each way. Handoff is going to go to Maddox. Maddox tries to bounce it outside, slips an Ivy tackle, and then coming in there is Jordan Donowski doing his best J.D. Hardy tattoo artist tackle. It'll be a gain of 3 and bring up a 3rd and 1, or a gain of 5, bring up a 3rd and 1.
Credit to Maddox on that run. He wanted to turn that off tackle, saw a bunch of white jerseys in front of him. Said, you know what? Was the center, but he's the one that matters. And if you're the Raiders, you come across first, you'll get called for it.
Single wideouts each way. Handoff is going to go to Maddox. Maddox tries to bounce it outside, slips an Ivy tackle, and then coming in there is Jordan Donowski doing his best J.D. Hardy tattoo artist tackle. It'll be a gain of 3 and bring up a 3rd and 1, or a gain of 5, bring up a 3rd and 1.
Credit to Maddox on that run. He wanted to turn that off tackle, saw a bunch of white jerseys in front of him, said, you know what?
Well, once again, we're trying to keep Raiders football on the air, but coming from Detroit tonight, there's some connection problems with the internet feed. We're going to keep trying to reestablish with Don Wadowitz out in Farmington, Michigan, to keep the Raiders game on the air. Game is just underway. Still no score in the first quarter with the Racine Raiders game.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Racine.
It looks like we're reconnected with the Raiders, and we're about to get, looks like another kickoff coming from Michigan. Here we go back to Don.
Zip lead, and they are kicking off. AJ Smith tees it up, and that is going to be a short kick that is going to be taken in by Dalton at the 12-yard line. He goes to the far side of the field, tries to change directions, but gets trapped along the sideline and taken out of bounds at the 22-yard line, and Racine will have it. First and 10 there. Now, Dan, needing a big-time response here.
Yeah, and the Ravens get the big play that we talked about earlier on, and again, it was just a ball dropped over the top into the hands of the receiver to get things started for the Ravens in this contest. Yes, if you're the Raiders, you need to answer back, but that doesn't mean you need to get impatient. You have the opportunity with Triplett to still pound the football. If anything, you want to go on a long drive here to answer the Ravens' touchdown pass because it means that you can establish the tempo of this game. Still very early on in this contest. We're only halfway through the first quarter. You know you're going to bend. And at times, you don't want to break. If anything, use this chance to get the momentum back. You've got the football. Set the tempo right here.
Two receivers each way for Schick. He has Triplett off his right side. As the Raiders start their second drive, now trailing 7-0 in this game. Schick. Hands extended, hard count, takes the snap. Schick looking to pass, has time, dumps it off to Triplett, and Triplett can't haul it in, having to go to his knees at the 21-yard line. It's going to bring up a second down and 10 for Racine.
Early on, it's a matter of which team is sharper, and we've seen mistakes out of both teams early on. That's now a drop for the Raiders. We saw a couple drops for the Ravens on the first drive of the game. Execution is going to be key in this contest. It's a championship tilt, we understand. There might be other things on players' minds, especially after that early touchdown for the Ravens. But you just got to focus on one thing at a time, and if you're Triplett there, you just want to watch that ball in.
You have the Flores brothers next to each other in the slot on the left side. Single wide out to the right. The handoff goes to Triplett. Triplett trying to find his way through that Detroit Ravens line. He'll pick up a few yards, gains 3 on the play. It'll bring up a third down and 7 for Racine. As we have, we're at the midway point here of the first quarter. They trail 7-0 to Detroit.
Draw a look for the Raiders there, and Triplett had some options in terms of the hole to pick. Tried to go through the defenders. Might have had a couple different places he could have gone where there would have been more space. Nonetheless, don't blame him for trying to power through. Still a third and long situation for the Raiders, though. Got to complete a pass here.
Yeah, want to make sure you can sustain a drive. They had a nice first drive in the game on May 31st. Schick with time to pass, throwing, and great coverage, looking for Payne on the slant. In there to knock it away is Jerry Kinney, and it'll be a fourth down for Racine, and they're going to be forced to punt again after a 3-and-out here.
Kinney, a big-bodied defensive back, 6'4", 200 pounds, and that's as good of technique as you can have as a defensive back when you're a little bit behind the receiver. It was a slant look for the Raiders, maybe kind of a post look, if you will. Kinney was physically behind the receiver. He reached around without grabbing the receiver or coming through his back, was able to knock the ball down with the right hand. Great technique. All credit to the Ravens. They've got a little momentum now, and now if you're the Raiders after this punt, you got to find a way to stop this Ravens team and get that momentum back.
Jose Morris standing inside his 35-yard line as Wodak had to range to his left to haul that one in. Ball bounces at the 40, and Morris gets out of the way. The Raiders will let it go and down it all the way down at the 31-yard line. A 45-yard punt, no return for Brady Wodak, but Detroit Ravens with the football with 6:49 to play here in the first quarter, and they have the 7-0 lead. Now it's important for this Raiders defense to be able to stand tall in this one, Dan.
Pivotal drive here for both the Ravens and the Raiders, especially the Raiders. being on the road, you don't want to let this one get out of hand. You don't want to go down 10-0 or 14-0. If the Ravens can get something going on this drive here, they take control of this contest early. And we did say this is a poised Raiders team that can mount comebacks if they need to. He'd rather have that comeback only be 7 points. He'd rather keep this one close this early in the contest. You need a stop on this drive, without a doubt.
Amos Ennetan in the backfield for the Ravens, just 11 carries for 53 yards on the season. They have two receivers to the right, one off to the left, and an H-back. Handoff goes to Ennetan, and Ennetan slips through one tackle. He'll pick up 2 yards as he backs his way up to the 34-yard line, runs into Gary Young and Elvin Turner, and it'll bring up a second down and 8.
We talk about momentum. A lot of the time where you see it most tangibly is in the push you get on the line. It's that little bit of extra adrenaline that's in your lineman. And right there, we saw the Ravens get good push straight through the middle. They were able to take advantage and pick up a few yards. Now they have the opportunity, if they want to grind a little bit, because the Raiders have to respect the deep ball after the long touchdown pass.
A.J. Smith is lined up against Corey Dalton on the far side of the field. Trips just off the line on the right side for the Ravens. Taking this one is Lance Mitchell. And Mitchell will get a first down going out of bounds at the 44-yard line of the Ravens, a gain of 10. And it's Mitchell and Mitchell, Bradley and Lance. Their brothers both played at Mount Union.
You're starting to see that push that we're getting from the right side of the Detroit Ravens line. Jalen Neal, 6'8", 320 pounds, a Purdue Boilermaker out there. You mentioned Mount Union, consistently one of the top programs in Division III. There's a lot of talent out there for this Detroit Ravens team. They're showing it right now. Big first down for them on the ground, again, on that right side of the offense where they've had a lot of success thus far, even though the touchdown pass went over the top to the left side because the Raiders had to respect what they've been doing running the ball to the right.
5.5 to play, 2 receivers left. And the handoff again will go to Mitchell, and Arion Ivey and Antonio the Wolf Dundee will drag him down after a gain of 2 yards to bring up a second down and 8, as that was the Mitchell of the Lance variety on that carry.
Creative play calling there by the Detroit Ravens. They bring Rico Lewis, a wide receiver, into kind of an H-back position, and he actually acts as kind of a fullback on that particular play, making his way off the left side of the center as a lead blocker for that play. Good job by the Raiders of not getting confused or distracted by that little bit of misdirection and holding the Ravens to a short game.
Kez Hall, who played against the Raiders with the Michigan Bills and then in the first game against the Ravens, is in the slot on the left side. Lewis in motion again to the middle of the line. This time Webster looking to pass. Webster throwing middle of the field, and that pass was short as there is some pressure coming right up the gut at him, and it'll bring up a third down and 8 for the Detroit Ravens.
Torrence Webster might have heard some footsteps there. He saw Elvin Turner, middle linebacker for the Raiders, coming on the blitz off his right side. He didn't make a good throw over the middle, kind of rushed that throw, and there wasn't really anybody in the area either. That's one that Webster would want to have back if he could watch that play on film. Let's see what they choose to do here on third down after a play like that. Are they going to go with a safer pass, or might they try and go downfield again like they did on the score?
Big play Willie Clay is at the left end position. See if he can live up to that nickname on this one. A third and 8 at their own 46 for Detroit. Flag comes out. Webster looking to pass. Maybe a free play. He hits A.J. Smith over along the Raiders side. Line short of the first down, but it's going to be an encroachment against Racine. Free 5 yards for Detroit, and figuring they will take the yardage rather than the yardage and lose the down.
Yeah, I think that's going to be offside against the Raiders. They're going to be lined up in the neutral zone. When you see the flag come out in that manner, didn't really see any movement along the line there. They're going to consult with the Ravens as to what they want to do. I assume they're going to want to take this penalty to get the yardage, keep it third down, make it third down and short. But that's a killer of a penalty, Don, and it's one that's preventable, too. You get the stop. It was to the opposite side of the field from where the flag was thrown, which implies that, hey, that was a flag that had nothing to do with the play. Instead, you give the Ravens one more chance, and this Ravens team is too good to be giving them second opportunities, particularly in a third and 2 situation.
So third and 2 for the Detroit Ravens, as the Ravens leading 7-0. Sorry, thank you to Emlyn Thomas checking in, letting me know that I failed to update that on the scoreboard bug because we're having some of the technical difficulties during that score. Some confusion by the Raiders defense here. Kez Hall in motion across the line from right to left. Three over to the left side, and now the Ravens with some confusion, and they are going to take a timeout. So timeout Ravens with exactly 4 minutes left on the clock here in the first quarter. We're going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
We're back in Farmington Hills, Michigan. Timeout Ravens. Why don't we take a look at our active body fitness trivia question here. What is the Racine Raiders all-time record entering tonight against teams based in the Detroit metro area? Active body fitness, exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Ravens come out of the timeout, go to the line. They'll have two receivers each way. A back to the left of Webster on a third down and two. They lead 7-0 with 4 minutes to play. And now we have a flag that comes out, and it's going to be a false start against the Ravens, and that will push them back 5 yards. So now you spend that timeout, Dan, to talk about this play, and now you have a very different situation.
It's a wasted timeout, and it's a waste of the penalty that the Raiders committed. That puts you in the good situation of being in third and two. Now you've got to call a whole different play. It takes everything away from what just happened on that previous sequence before the timeout. You know, you mentioned that trivia question, Don. A lot of great semi-pro history here in this Detroit area. Talk about the Ravens, mention the Motor City Rams, and obviously what they did this season before the Raiders knocked them off. We talked about the Detroit Seminoles quite a bit in the open. Even in the 90s, 2000s, and 2010s, the Detroit Lions, a semi-professional football team, actually has upgraded to a professional team the last few years.
They've looked good the last couple of years. Three receivers to the right, one to the left, a back to the left of Webster. Webster looking to pass and unable to get that one through the Racine Raiders line, trying to set up a little screen pass over to Maddox on the left side, and I think that was swatted away, and it'll bring up a fourth down, and they will send out the punting unit.
It was swatted away. Perfectly timed blitz call for Gary Young Jr. He comes around the end of the line unblocked, rises up, is able to knock down that pass. Good physical play as well by Gary Young Jr. Had the speed to disrupt the rhythm of Torrance Webster, had the leaping ability to knock down that ball, and that is a big play for the Raiders. Not only do they get that penalty that puts the Ravens into a third and long situation, they get the stop, they'll get the football back, they'll hold this lead to 7 for now, and they'll have a chance to cut into it when they get the football back.
A.J. Smith back to punt. Ravens may have had too many players out on the field. They run somebody off. 3:57 to play in our first quarter. 7-0, the Ravens lead, and the Raiders almost get there. Dalton is going to haul this one in at the 22. Dalton heading to the near sideline outside the numbers, slips a tackle at the 32, and will be pushed out of bounds at the 35-yard line. They might even mark it up to the 36. First and 10 for Racine there, as the Raiders offense looks to get something going with the Racine trailing 7-0 in this PFA championship game.
Second straight play, this time on special teams, that Gary Young Jr. comes unblocked around the end, and he almost gets to the punter wearing his invisibility cloak, doing his John Cena impersonation. You can't see me, clearly. The Ravens not keeping track of Gary Young Jr., and he is disrupting things right now. You hope that momentum keeps going. A question here, I see the official stuffing a flag back into his pocket, and it looks like we may have had a penalty on the punt. Let's check on that. Maybe not. Okay, I think if it was a flag, it was picked up. Raiders will will get the football back. Now you want to get some offensive momentum, and that's been the struggle thus far for the Raiders. Yes, they get that first down on their first possession of the game, but a drop pass on the second possession after you give up the touchdown. Go back to your bread and butter. You know, use Howard Triplett trying to make his way through the line. Go back to those short passes to Bubba Revelinski. They've been successful for the Raiders pretty much everywhere they've gone on the road this season. Do what you know works at this stage of the game to just try and get something going on the offensive end.
And the Raiders may have a mismatch in the slot on the near side. Garcia in the slot being covered by a couple of linebackers. They're going to put him in motion across the back of the line. Schick looking to pass, and he goes to Garcia, hauls it in at the 40. Garcia dancing around, and that time if he would have just cut up field, he would have had some more yardage. He'll pick up four, and he'll bring up a second down and six. And on that one, Garcia, I think, expecting more traffic around him than there was.
Ravens playing with fire, sitting back in that zone defense, just letting Garcia get open on the right side of the field. Garcia, you could tell he had a little hop in his step when he came off the line of scrimmage. However, they did surround him quickly and were able to knock him down for that gain of four.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right, a back behind Schick. He looks to the line, to the sideline, and maybe audibling. Back standing behind him. He's going to move him over to his left side. That is Heron. 3 minutes to play here in our first quarter. Screen to Garcia. Garcia with the catch, and Garcia will pick up a couple of yards, but three black jerseys get in there. Garcia gets to the 42-yard line. It's going to be a gain of three, and it'll bring up a third down and four as the Raiders trying to get the ball into a big playmaker's hands. Just his second game back from injury.
You talk about all the things Bubba Revelinski can do. There he throws the block that sets up that Garcia reception and run. Noticing as Jared Shelwick, the linebacker for the Ravens, came off the field. He didn't like that block. He thought he got held and thrown. No flag from the officials, though. That gave Garcia the chance to do work. Now the Raiders with a third and short. Can they convert?
And you saw Revelinski looked worried about it as well with the way he reacted. Blitz on, Schick rolling out to his left. He was very successful on rollouts a week ago, but this one looking for Revelinski. Flag comes in late, maybe in the area of a hold, and we'll have to wait to see.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a hold against the Raiders, and I think the Ravens are going to decline this as the incompletion will make it fourth down. Raiders could try and get tricky and go for it here, but ultimately there, the Raiders felt the pressure. You did have room to the right for Schick for him to roll out and try and do his thing, as indeed we see the indication is holding and the penalty is declined. But that's a tough pass to make, rolling out, firing it across your, not across your body, it's from the right side, but to the right side of the field on the move. Receiver was double covered. Great job by the Ravens defense of applying the pressure, and it does look like the Raiders are going to kick this ball away. Again, an opportunity for the Raiders, and unfortunately the Raiders are falling back into that pattern where they're struggling a little bit on the offensive end, trying to figure out what they can get going and get it to work. The defense has to pick them up while the offense is still trying to figure things out.
Morris back to receive this punt from Wodak. Standing back at his 27 is Wodak. Morris at his 26 as he takes a couple more steps back. Wodak, a high kick. Morris ranging to his right. Morris will haul it in at the 23-yard line at the numbers, and Morris up across the 35-yard line before he is brought down by Racine. Chapman in on the tackle along with Willie Clay. They'll rule him down at the 37 officially. It'll be first and 10 for Detroit there. A 7-0 lead and 2:04 on the clock here in the first quarter.
You're starting to see both teams get a little bit more comfortable with what they do. Good punt by Wodak, good coverage by the Raiders, but a good return by the Ravens. Decent field position here, starting out at the 37-yard line, and once again, if you're the Raiders, the defense has to carry you while the offense is working on figuring things out. You can't give up another long drive like you gave up on the score. Raiders did a good job on the last drive. Now they got to step up again.
Mitchell, who was the third leading rusher when he finished his career at Mount Union in 2016, will take the handoff off to the left side, and he will get wrapped up and driven down by Ronald Hagans. It's going to be a loss of 2 yards back to the 35-yard line and bring up a second down and 12.
As much success as the Ravens have been having running the ball to the right side, they said, hey, let's try going to the left again. Maybe enough time has passed. Maybe the Raiders have shifted things over a little bit. Ronald Hagans said, I'm still here and I can still do what I want to do. You mentioned Mitchell. I see Mitchell wearing number 21. I'm reminded a little bit of Brian Mitchell from the old Washington football team, Commanders, whatever you want to call them nowadays, team. It reminds me a little bit of him. Small, shifty, good speed.
A little trouble with the snap for Webster. Webster looking to dump it off across the middle. Mitchell all alone. Mitchell cutting back. Gary Young unable to bring him down, and then he goes down as Channing Schultz is in the area, but he cost himself a first down as he went backwards the 47-yard line, maybe the 46. And actually, they might give him just enough for a first here.
The initial indication from the near side official was first down. However, the sticks are on the far side of the field. Looks like they're going to keep it as third and short. Raiders got a little bit lost there. When you get that pattern where you get a lot of guys going deep down the field, it can be easy to lose the running back. Sure enough, Mitchell was wide open over the middle of the field, had room to run. Raiders lucky that this is third and short and not a first down for the Ravens, as well as lucky that Mitchell wasn't able to turn that into more with all the room that he had.
And a little bit of confusion among the officials here as they finally do decide they are going to give them credit for a first down. Good contingency from Racine here. Raiders fans, maybe about, what, 50 on the far bleachers, Dan, I would say?
You know, we talk about teams traveling, and we have faced a number of teams that don't travel as many players as there are fans that are over there rooting for the Racine Raiders tonight. When we talk about the Raiders as the pride of Racine, we mean it. In the sense that the community rallies around this team. It is great to see. And with a championship on the line, why not make the six-hour trip to Michigan to support this squad? Love to see the Raider fans here this evening.
Three receivers left, one to the right. 10 seconds left to go. Webster looking to pass. Webster trying to hit the screen pass to Mitchell coming out of the backfield. And he throws it a little bit too long for Mitchell. And it'll bring up a second down and 10 for the Ravens.
Some of the best protection that Webster has had on the evening tonight. He had time to throw that ball, but he got a little bit nervous as he didn't see anybody open downfield. Tried to hit Mitchell on the wheel route to the near side, put too much air under that ball. Good coverage by the Racine Raiders, deciding not to bring as much pressure on Webster, instead dropping back into that coverage, ensuring that there were no options for Webster. He tries to go to the back out of the backfield. It doesn't work for him. Now it's second and long.
A.J. Smith with the lone touchdown in the game. That was his 10th receiving touchdown of the season, by the way, for Smith. Three receivers to the left, one off to the right. Raiders showing blitz, and the delayed handoff goes to Maddox, and he gets wrapped up and taken down by Elvin Turner. A little bit of WWE style there. It's going to be a loss of 3 and bring up a third down and 13 for the Detroit Ravens. When we come back, it'll be the start of the second quarter. One quarter of play in the books in the PFA championship game. It's the Detroit Ravens 7, the Racine Raiders 0. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Zip the Detroit Ravens lead as we begin the second quarter, and the Ravens will start going from right to left on your radio dial. For those of you tuned in to WRJN, thanks to Chris Moreau for handling the producing duties. Man of many hats at WRJN was the one that got the Raiders back on WRJN. We appreciate their partnership this season and continuing this partnership that had been going on for over 50 50 years at one point in time. So reestablishing that based on the feedback coming from you, the fans in Racine. So thank you. Two receivers to the left, two to the right as Hannah breaks out a little bit wider to the left. Webster under pressure and Haggins can't get him. He finds a receiver across the middle at the Raiders 45-yard line. That's A.J. Smith. They will get 11 of what they needed, but it's going to bring up a fourth and two, and I'm thinking that with a lead, the Ravens are probably going to keep their offense out here, Dan.
It's what I would do if I were the head coach playing Madden right now. Yeah, great job by Webster. He's the one that keeps that play alive. Heard the footsteps, felt the pressure, stepped up in the pocket, was able to improvise, find Smith coming over the middle, and instead of an unmanageable down here in terms of a fourth and 14 or even longer if there's a sack, now you do have the opportunity to keep this drive going. Defensive struggle in the first quarter. We said that it could be like that with two good defenses out here. Now, a big test for the Raiders defense as they try and get the stop on this fourth down.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left as Hannah moves his way to bunch off the line on the right side. Webster has to haul that in with one hand, throws middle of the field, catches made by Jaylon Brown, and Brown will have enough for a Ravens first down inside the Raiders 40 to their 39-yard line.
And right there, you're seeing the skills of Torrence Webster in action. Snap was a little bit to his right. He was unfazed, reached out with one hand, pulled it in, kept his feet settled, and that's such a big deal when it comes to quarterback mechanics. Looked over the middle, knew where he wanted to deliver the ball, knew what his first option was from the moment he called the play, and that's a huge first down for the Ravens as they now have it in Raiders territory on the move.
Mott, 11 catches on the year, five of those for TDs. Also a threat to run the ball, averaging 11 yards a carry on just six rushes. A.J. Smith in single coverage on the near side of the field with Dalton. Moving over to the left side of the field is Vincent Howard. Two receivers to the right. Webster scanning, has time, and Brown gets free of Channing Schultz, and he will get pushed out of bounds at the 11-yard line by Stephon Chapman. That is a big gain of 28 yards and a first and 10 for Detroit.
And to be honest with you, Don, I am not going to be surprised if every 10, 15 plays or so, the Ravens just say, we're going to take a shot. It is shown to be successful against the Raiders this season. That's to the opposite side of the field. Physically, it's the same side of the field, but because of the quarter switch, it's the opposite side of the offense for the Ravens as the touchdown pass. Jaylon Brown gets a step on the defender. When you've got that little bit of extra speed that can get past the defender like that, all the quarterback has to do is deliver the ball on the money, and guess what? It's there for the Ravens right now.
And Chapman checks out as Schultz looked back at the safety right away. Thomas Burton comes in. Handoff goes to Bradley Mitchell, and Mitchell tries the heart of that Raiders defense. He'll get down to the 10-yard line, picks up just one to bring up a second down and nine, but the Raiders defense needing a big stand here now, Dan.
Big-time gut check time for the Raiders with the ball in the red zone, now 10 yards away from pay dirt, and you can't go down 14-0 in this situation against this Ravens team, especially with your offense. Again, still just trying to get something going. This is a chance here. I mean, yes, ideally you get a turnover here, but you ultimately just want to manage the situation. If anything, hold the Ravens to an attempt for three.
Two receivers just off the line on the right side. H-back behind the tackle on that right side. A.J. Smith in single coverage to the left. The pitch goes to Hannah. Hannah finds a lane, and Hannah into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. As Hannah goes in from 10 yards out, and the Ravens have opened up a 13-0 lead on Racine with 11:58 to play, but the clock is still running here in Farmington Hills.
I'll be honest with you, Don. I think that was a triple option setup. They had the option to pitch it out to the right. You had the quarterback Webster with the option to take off with it as well. Instead, he decides to hand it off on the inside handoff. Something out of the old school college playbook, but it works for the Ravens. Just too many moving parts for the Raiders to keep track of. That is a huge touchdown for the Ravens. I'll argue that's even a bigger score than the touchdown pass in the first quarter. That means now they're up two scores. They've got the good kicker out there. In terms of Shaver, likely he hits this point after, and if you're the Raiders, you're now facing having to get on the board twice when you've been struggling to move the ball in general. Big drive for the Ravens, and they capitalize.
And they let 26 extra seconds run off the clock after that touchdown before they stopped the clock here in Farmington Hills. And the Raiders trying to get a jump on this extra point, and they go off sides. And that will move this a little bit closer now if you're the Ravens.
Do you think about going for two?
Yeah, do you think about going for two here?
Ball spotted at the three on these point after tries. With the college rule book being in place, that moves the ball to the 1.5, half the distance to the goal. They're going to keep the kicking team out there from what it looks like. But, yeah, whenever you're in this situation where now you're only 4.5 feet away from getting an extra point, that makes it that much more challenging for the visiting team. And you've been moving the ball like the Ravens have. I'd have to think you'd at least think about it. And don't be surprised, too, if there may be some trickery in the playbook for the Ravens. Sometimes this is where you see a little bit of a fake action and go for that. Let's see what they choose to do here.
Shaver, his 40th extra point attempt. He has hit 32 of them now as he extends the Ravens' lead to 14-0. It should be with 11:58 to play, but officially 11:32 on the clock here in Farmington Hills. We're going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Racine Raiders Football Club, Inc. For the private use of our audience, any other use of this broadcast or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of the game without the consent of the Racine Raiders Football Club Board of Directors is prohibited. The Ravens with a 14-0 lead with 11:32 to play here in the first half. Raiders need to get something going. Dalton hauls it in at the 11-yard line, middle of the field, cuts to the near side. Ball comes out at the 25 on the tackle. The tackle made for the Ravens by Derek Hollis. He was able to knock that ball out, and thankfully it goes out of bounds along the near sideline, and Racine will maintain possession. It'll be first and 10, and that could have been an early dagger here, Dan, if that ball hadn't found the sideline.
Got to be careful about the body language here if you're the Raiders, too. Yes, there's the fumble on that play. That's a scary moment, but you know what? You still get the ball back. It was still a pretty good return. Seeing the Raiders a little slow to come off the field, that's what I don't like seeing right now. I want to see this Raiders team still have some enthusiasm, say, you know what? Yeah, we're down 14-0, but we're the Racine Raiders. We don't give up. We're going to come out here. We're going to do everything we can. This one is very far from being over, folks. A lot of time left in this second quarter. You just got to hit one big play, go on one drive, get one score, kind of open the faucet, if you will, Don, to get this momentum back.
Racine with trips to the left. Dylan Flores moving closer to the line. The pitch goes to the left to Heron. Heron trying to follow his blockers, but is going to be escorted out of bounds by Jared Shelwick, and Shelwick pushes him out at the 23-yard line. That's going to be a loss of a couple for Racine and make it a second down and 12.
I give credit to Heron there for trying to keep that play alive. He kept looking for a hole, an opportunity to scoot through. The problem is, before he found one, he ended up running into the sideline. Just how it goes sometimes. He ends up losing a yard as he has to go out of bounds. And again, this Ravens defense, they are showing up in a big-time way thus far in this contest.
And I mean, the Ravens defense, you look at them, they are undersized out there, but their speed is wreaking havoc for this Raiders offense early on. Schick looking to pass, has time, and Schick is a little bit low for Jordan Payne on that one. A little bit of pressure coming up the middle. Schick kind of pump faked and then launched it a second time, and I think that little pump fake kind of threw him off, Dan.
Yeah, and you said that he had time. Initially he had time, and if he would have thrown the ball with the first motion and not made the pump fake, yes, he would have had time. But guess what? That time ran out on him quickly. It was Cortez Tipton that came through and applied pressure after the pump fake. The Raiders, again here, you know, this is an opportunity now. The Ravens can kind of take the bridle off and go after Sawyer Schick with this lead, and they're doing exactly that. Schick has to settle and make good throws.
Third and 11 for Racine. Schick
pocket holds up, going for Payne, and that one is tipped away, and a flag comes in late. On the coverage was Brinson Barnett Jr., but think they're going to say that he had a little tug and maybe a pull of Jordan Payne, which is a little hard to do. Payne's a big body receiver there.
Well, there's a lot to grab. What can we say? Hey, you know, when you see that arm...
You can deal with the feedback on that one.
You said he's a big body. When you get that arm around the back of the receiver and you see the receiver twist, they're almost always going to call something on that because you're affecting the physical ability of the receiver to make the play. Whether or not there was contact, I mean, that looked very similar to a defensive play that the Ravens made in the first quarter in terms of seeing that arm over there, but you didn't see the receiver's body turn on that play in the first quarter. You did on that one. That draws the flag, and that keeps this Raiders drive alive.
First Raiders first down since the opening drive of their opening drive of this game, the second drive overall. Two receivers each way for Schick. 10:37 to play. Woodland in motion over to the slot right. Schick looking for Woodland. He finds him, the seam down the hash marks to midfield, a pickup of 11, and Racine moves the chains again, first and 10.
Credit to Jaquez Woodland there. He kind of stumbled a little bit at the line of scrimmage as he was coming in motion. Was worried about that pass when I saw it come off of Schick's hand because it was a timing route that was intended for Woodland from the moment the ball was snapped. But good job by Woodland of recovering, settling his feet, making the grab, and of course getting the first down at midfield.
Trips off to the left. Woodland in single coverage to the right side for Schick. He has a back off his right hip. That's Heron. He sends him out of the backfield. Empties the backfield. Blitz is on. Schick dumps it off. Payne makes the catch across the middle of the field. Payne inside the 30, and Payne will be brought down at the 25-yard line. A pickup of 25. And again, another first down for Racine, and they're getting very close to the Anton painting and decorating red zone here.
He couldn't have asked for a better play call in that situation. The Ravens bring blitz. You throw what essentially is a screen pass. It was a crossing pattern over the middle, but it acted like a screen pass. That means the Ravens were behind where the ball was when Payne was able to take off with it. The result, big gain for the Raiders. They cut the distance to the goal line from midfield to half of that, and now you're rolling if you're the Raiders offense.
Trips to the left. You have Bibby Davis in motion. On the left side, Schick scanning, throwing across the middle. Heron with the catch. They're going to say incomplete as that ball was knocked loose right as he was looking to make a move. So it'll bring up a second down and 10, and that a little fortuitous for Racine.
Yeah, if this were the college or pro game where you have instant replay, I don't know if I'd want to see that replay if I were the Raiders, because the question, of course, is, did he have possession of the ball? Did he make a football move? Sometimes when you watch things in slow motion, you see things that you don't see at full speed. At full speed, they call it incomplete. He was right about in the middle of making that turn. Hard to say. Raiders lucky to still have the football.
Garcia in single coverage along the far side of the field on a second down and 10. He's going to be tied up with Jerry Kinney, who's had a nice game thus far for the Detroit Ravens. Heron standing behind Schick, and now we have a flag as Racine moved, and it'll push him back 5 yards. So all this good, Dan, and now you find yourself behind the sticks back at the 30-yard line with the second down and 15.
Yeah, and Bibby Davis raises his hand as he goes back to the line of scrimmage. That was a snap count that was on two, and 10 of the guys knew that it was on two, but Bibby Davis thought it was on one. He took off before the ball was snapped, and he knew right away that was going to be on him. Yeah, another mental error for the Raiders. There have been a few too many of those thus far, and to be honest with you, that's what's added up to 14 points for the Ravens, as well as the fact the Raiders are still trying to get on the board for the first time.
They move Garcia. They flip him onto the near side of the field. Two receivers over to the far side. Schick looking to pass. Schick, pressure up the middle. Schick is just going to throw that one into the turf, and the Ravens, I think, looking for an intentional grounding call. And I think they're saying he was outside of the pocket, and that was fine, and it'll bring up a third down and 15.
Scramble for survival for Sawyer Schick. It's not something that's going to show up in the playbook, but credit to Jacob Zimmerman for throwing a block on the backside that was at least going to allow Schick to escape. But there wasn't much that Schick could do there. He just had to get rid of it and hope that it wasn't going to be an ill-fated pass. Now third and 15. Raiders need to get some yardage here, too, because they're a little bit out of the field goal range. range right now as well.
Three receivers to the left. Garcia in single coverage to the right, but Morris cheating that way. Schick scanning. Pressure coming. He's going to dump it off to Triplett, and Triplett is going to get nowhere. He's going to lose a yard back to the 31-yard line, and it'll bring up a fourth down and 16 for Racine at the 31. And I'm figuring they're going to have to keep the offense in there, and they may take a timeout and talk about this. And they're going to say official timeout right now.
Looks like we've got a Ravens player down, yep. Ravens player down on the far side of the field, and that will actually help the Raiders out a little bit. Looks like it is Kari Pace. I believe that, well, that is the number of it, but trust me, Kari Pace is listed as a 6'2", 200-pound wide receiver. Number 82 does not look like he is 200 pounds.
That could be that 92, sure. too, with how it's bunched. Mike Turner, the defensive lineman, 6'4", 240.
Yeah, but, you know, we talked about that pass over the middle to pick up 25 yards. It works well when the Ravens blitz. There, the Ravens were in man coverage, and they had that one sealed up. It ends up being a completed pass for a loss of a yard. Not what the Raiders wanted there, but there also weren't many other options for Sawyer Schick there either. Now, yes, you do have to leave the offense on the field. And, again, in this situation, it's the same thing. You just want to get some yards, although we are now seeing that it looks like they are going to try the long field goal, Don. They are sending out Brady Wodak.
Wodak for a 49-yard field goal attempt. His long this year is 41. Not much wind here at all. Raiders trying for three. Wodak, that kick is blocked. Morris gets in there and blocks it, and it will be Detroit Ravens football as Wodak had to really nail that one low, and Morris was able to get in there, and Racine again comes away empty on a drive that moved pretty well until a penalty, Dan, put him behind the sticks.
Combination of all kinds of things on that block kick. First off, Morris comes around the edge unblocked. You're maybe taking a longer run up if you're Wodak. That takes a longer time to get to the ball. Looked like it took a quick second to get the ball down. In the end, the Ravens are able to get that stop. They've got good field position now. All the momentum is in the Ravens' corner. If you're the Racine Raiders, you got to try and come up with something to get it back. If there ever was a time that you wanted to get a turnover, Don, this would be it for the Racine Raiders. And it's starting to get to the point where you kind of need something like that if you're the Raiders, because if the Ravens go up three scores at home in this championship tilt, it's going to be really difficult to dig out of that hole.
Three receivers to the left. Webster looking middle of the field. He's able to connect, and he finds Jalen Searcy. Searcy stretches it out into Raiders territory to the 49 of Racine, a pickup of 16 and a first down for Detroit.
Talk about how in football success breeds success. You've got this 14-point lead. You've got some breathing room. It means you can open up the playbook. If you want to run the ball, you can run the ball. If you want to throw short, you can throw short. If you want to throw long, you can throw long. Nothing's going to hurt you in this situation. And if you're the defense, now you can't necessarily predict what the Ravens are going to do. There, they decide to throw middle. It works for him in that situation. You get this advantage, you're at home, you've got the confidence right now, everything going the Ravens' way.
Just the eighth catch of the season for Searcy. Hand off to Ennaton. Ennaton breaks a couple of tackles, and then Arion Ivey and Burton bring him down, but he gets down to the Racine 43-yard line, picks up six, and it'll bring up a second down and four for Detroit.
Another thing you can do when you've got a lead like this, you can get some different bodies out there, some fresh legs. Amos Ennaton, 5'11", 210-pound running back out of Redford High School. Decent Redford presence on this Detroit Ravens offense and defense, really, ultimately on this Ravens team. He gets out there. First carry of the night for him. He picks up 6 yards. He looks good on the run. Everything going the Ravens' way right now. The Raiders have to get something to turn this thing around and turn it around quickly.
Frazier in motion, slot left over to the right side, giving him trips to the right. Webster scanning, has plenty of time, dumps it off for Ennaton on the near side of the field, and he's pushed out of bounds by Hogland, but he'll get down inside the Racine 35 to the 34, a pickup of 8, and the Ravens move the chains yet again as they lead 14-zip, 6:15 to play in the first half.
One way you can tell an offense is feeling good and confident is they don't feel like they have to lean on any one particular thing. The Ravens using the entire field. Again, throwing short, throwing middle, throwing long, running the football. Right now, you don't know what they're going to do if you're the Racine Raiders, because they're doing everything well at this point. They have that confidence. They have that feel, and it makes them that much tougher in this situation.
Twin receivers each way, and now we're going to have a timeout, the second of the half taken by the Detroit Ravens. We will step away for 30. This is Racine Raiders football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand app. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand app. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
What is the Racine Raiders all-time record entering tonight against teams based in the Detroit metro area? Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. They're also sponsors of our high school football broadcast that start in a few weeks. Your business can get on board with those as well. Make sure you reach out to us. You can reach out to us via marketing@racineraiders.org or through any of our social media, and we'd be happy to share with you how you can get involved with our high school football broadcasts. First and 10 for the Detroit Ravens at their 34-yard line of Racine. They lead 14-zip in this PFA championship. The handoff, and getting swallowed up is Lance Mitchell. That is Higgins, I believe, who's slow to get up. Mitchell gets back to the line of scrimmage, and check that. That is not, is it Higgins?
It is Higgins.
It is. Thank you. The jersey's rolled up. So a second down and 10.
He has been the hardest worker on the defense thus far tonight. If we had to pick an MVP thus far for the Raiders, he would be my choice. Coming from the far side of the field to the near side to make that tackle and spot where the Raiders needed something to stop the Ravens' momentum as they have the 14-point lead and are moving the football again. He has been the toughest man for the Ravens to stop on the Raiders' defense tonight. If anything, the rest of the Raiders' defense needs to rally up and play like Higgins has played, step up, make some of those plays, because when the Ravens have run away from Higgins, they've had good success.